A friend of mine has been promoting this for a very, very long time. And every year they have an international week of prayer and fasting. So I was talking to her and I said, hey, you got to come on. Fill us in on what's going on. Because I think as we see this and people are left with such unrest in their hearts, prayer brings peace. And then fasting disengages the enemy. And Maureen Flynn joins me right now. She, of course, is the president of Signs of the Times Apostolate. You can check them out. She's a co-author with her husband, Ted. Ted's been with us for a number of best-selling books. And you can check out their website, PrayAndFastForAmerica.org. Maureen, thanks for what you're doing, and welcome back.
Well, thanks for having us. And, yeah, it's been a long road all these years with, promoting prayer and fasting, but the Pray and Fast for America, we just started that actually 3 years ago because we've been doing the international coordinating, I should say, the International Week of Prayer and Fasting. It's 9 days, usually in October. But 3 years ago, so at the end of 2017, a bunch of us got together, 30 of us, had a, post-meeting to go after and, pray and see what we were being called to do. And we were feeling back then there was a lot of evil. And I can't remember exactly what was going on at the time, but 30 of us came together and we said, we need to pray. Let's pray the Holy Rosary and find out what we're supposed to do. So at the end of praying the Holy Rosary, the thought came to several of us, we need to do something starting in 2018 where we do some more prayer and more fasting. And so we came up with the idea, what about Pray and Fast for America? And then the thought was, let's do 365 days of masses, prayers, fasting, and encourage people to do things, in their families. And it's an all year long because we're in a battle that doesn't stop. It's a continuation. And 30 people, we all agreed, we need to do this. Now, that's hard to get 30 people to agree on anything today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and so we went back and we got the website, and that's how Pray and Fast for America began. So we're in our third year. But this is what's interesting. In November of last year, so November 2019, again, we were at Mass and we were praying, all right, what should we do for 2020? What's some ideas? Mm-hmm. And immediately a thought that came to a couple of us, what if we put a map of the United States up there on the site and we got the names of the governors, the U.S. senators, the congressmen, and the bishops in the diocese. We prayed for our political and religious leaders by targeted prayer. And again, everybody's like, that's a great idea. Let's do it. So we ended up getting that, set up by a program. And here's what's interesting. We thought, well, there must be a reason why we're supposed to target the political and religious leaders. So it came up and ready to go at the second week in January. Well, by the end of January of this year, we started to hear about the coronavirus in China. And then all of a sudden, of course, it hit the United States. And then as time went on, we realized, holy smokes, the governors are real important, role players in this. The bishops are real important because of the situation with the churches. And, of course, our, congressmen and our senators and, of course, our president. We were praying for the whole shebang. And then we realized, okay, this is what we need to do, the targeted prayer. So that's how that all came about. And then we heard about this weekend, what you just said, we're sending an email out tomorrow, that there's targeted prayer by the other side on Father's Day in 9 cities. So we're asking all our people to get out there and to mobilize the people they know and to start fasting, to start praying the rosary, especially the 3 mysteries of the rosary, the full rosary, divine mercy, and also spending time before the Blessed Sacrament, because we're in an all-out war right now.
Yeah, no doubt. Definitely a spiritual battle. My guest today is Maureen Flynn. If you want to join us, I only have her for a short window today. If you've got a question about fasting or spiritual warfare or you want more information, here's the number to get connected. It's 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. I know you are familiar with the exorcist, Father Chad Ripinger. I don't know whether you had him in for one of your conferences or not.
No, we wanted to, but yeah, he's great.
He's a very, very powerful exorcist. A friend of mine told me that he fasts almost six days a week because he engages the evil one, and he comes into contact with them. And he says, you know, priests and people in authority sometimes become comfortable in their life. They're unwilling to fast. Pride is the playing field in which demons love, you know. And he says, you know, when we fast, it really makes the demons flee, especially when you're undergoing demonic, you know, temptation or obsession. He says demons have access to our intellect. They can't read your thoughts, but they can certainly affect your imagination. And their job is to influence that and your judgment. And he says demons will make use of weaker people to influence their decisions. And he says they like to attack unnatural things. And they're afraid of those who fast, especially when the temptations fail. And I've always thought that they're afraid of people who fast. That's such a key. All exorcists, before they perform an exorcism or engage, they are called to fast. But there is something so powerful about this. Christ even told us that in Scripture, didn't he, Maureen, that certain demons could be cast out through prayer and fasting. So I know there's division in families, there's divisions in life, there's spiritual attacks, there's addiction. I think this is one of the lost treasures of the church. We live in a time today where everybody wants to be so comfortable. How do you begin to put into practice again? And maybe for those who are new, because we're always heard on new stations at Relevant Radio, there might be people who don't understand what fasting is or even what best practices are. So what would you recommend to somebody who says, you're right, there's division in my family and unrest. I want to fast. How do I do it?
I just encourage people, remember what the Blessed Mother told us in many of her approved apparitions. She's always talked about prayer and penance. And to offer a sacrifice through not eating, through doing some kind of penance is important, because I heard an old saying years ago that prayer without fasting is like a gun without ammunition, meaning you need the two together when there's powerful things out there that are hard to break. So there's some kind of problem in a family, there's some kind of problem with different relationships, there's some way that the demon's gotten in through some kind of division or whatever, that by doing the fasting combined with the prayer, especially the rosary, is powerful. And the exorcists have told us that the demons hate the rosary, they hate the Blessed Mother. So that tells you right there the power of those two. And then you combine that with fasting. And I recommend people start something somewhere. So, for example, if someone likes their coffee, maybe try not having coffee for a couple weeks. Yeah. And that's a penance, and you offer it up. Others who are a lot younger can try to do a bread and water fast maybe one or two days a week. And then a lot of people, including myself, we've gotten into intermittent fasting, which is, of course, now it's like a rage for people out there as far as trying to, control their appetites, but also some people use it to lose weight. But intermittent fasting is very powerful, because a lot of people come in that work here. Last year, a lot of us did the intermittent fasting. Yep. So in the morning, they would have maybe water and some tea, and that's it. And then maybe a very, very light lunch, nothing in the afternoon, and then something very small for dinner before 7. And it's hard, you know, when you first do it, it's a little difficult, but it is a penance, and that's what we're called to do. No pain, no gain. So many of the women that helped us last year, some of them did the bread and water. Some of them did, you know, a protein drink for a couple days, which is still hard because they're not eating regular food. And then some of them were doing the intermittent fasting. But so there's a lot of different ways that you can, you know, be involved with fasting. And most of the saints fasted. John Vianney fasted, Padre Pio. And the thing about St. John Vianney, whenever he fasted and he would be praying, there would be a ruckus. The devil would just create all this turmoil. And he used to say, okay, there must be a big fish coming. But the prayer and the fasting were always extremely powerful to set a captive free. Yeah. So it is something that has great power, especially against the occult and especially against the demonic forces that really people sense we're surrounded by this now.
Yeah, fasting helps you grow in virtue is what it does. I remember, I've spoken about this for years, I fast, at least I try to. Sometimes I'm better at it than others. It kind of ebbs and flows, but it teaches about ourselves. It teaches us what we are addicted to, what our cravings and desires are, what leads us to sin, and it helps us to rise above them. As we said, Satan hates that. You remove fasting, and you remove an opportunity to really grow in holiness.
And Drew, I've got a really interesting story, something that happened to me years ago that I think shows the power of fasting. And this
I'll tell you, Maureen, hold the thought because I have to take a break. When we come back, I want you to share that. And I thought you brought up a great point, too, about what we can fast from. You know, it's if you can't do bread and water for some reason, you know, fast from TV. A friend of mine once said to me, you know, when I go out to dinner and because I'm a public person, I got to be around all these people, but I really want to fast. Well, you know, if they come with dessert, I won't eat it. Or if I have to because somebody made it, you know, and I have a choice between the cake I really want or the, you know, the ice cream that I don't like, I'll take the ice cream. You know, so there's ways that we can make sacrifices. All of it makes a difference. It's about 10 minutes before the top of the hour. I have to take a short pause. When we come back, if you want to, we'll take your calls at 888-914-9149. We're speaking to Maureen Flynn. She is heading up the Prayer and Fast for America campaign. You can learn about her at prayandfastforamerica.org. I'm telling you, this will transform your spirituality. It'll transform your life. It'll bring peace in your family. I believe it'll bring healing and liberation as well. And it's one of the great treasures of the church that is underutilized. We'll talk more when I return. Yeah, so much division, so much chaos in the culture. What's the solution? I know you're overwhelmed like I am by the mainstream media, the for-profit media, if you will, and all that we have to deal with. And I know there's division also outside of what's happening in the cities of our nation. They're in your home. Talking today a little bit about the power of prayer and fasting. You'll find peace when you pray, and you will certainly find answers to prayers when you fast. Prayer and fasting, Our Lady said. With that, you can find ways out of situations that have no way out. And I think we need to take a chapter from history. You know, our nation, from its very origins, practiced fasting. I don't know if you know that. There have been days of prayer and fasting that happened several times in our nation's history. Back in 1775, all right, before that great year, 1776, the Continental Congress called for a day of prayer at the very beginning of the Revolutionary War. In 1795, Washington called for a day of prayer and Thanksgiving. Of course, we know about Adams in 1799. Lincoln did the same thing. I can go through a whole litany of these things. I'm telling you, I'm just trying to give you something I think will transform your life. In fact, my guest, Maureen Flynn, has been a great champion of praying and fasting for our country. They have a website called prayandfastforamerica.org. You can check it out. We'll link over to it as well. You'll learn about fasting. Engage in it. Start small and build those spiritual muscles, and you'll see how it impacted you. Maureen, I know you had a profound experience when you first started praying and fasting. You want to share that story?
Yes, I want to share that story. And before I do, I want to mention quickly, we need more people to get on the site to commit to pray and fast for more of these states, especially the ones that are creating all these issues right now with people taking down the monuments and, of course, what's going on in the state of Washington and others. We need to pray for those governors, and we need to pray for those people. But what happened years ago, this was probably in the right around mid-80s, we ran a crisis pregnancy center. And at the time, there was two women in particular. One had set up these contraceptive clinics all throughout the area, and she was bragging about those, you know, contraceptive centers that were located close to the high schools, of course, also abortion clinics. And let's call her name Gail. There was another woman, and I'm not using their real names, and she also ran an abortion clinic, and she was a nurse. So we took the pictures of these women who were notorious back then, and we put them on the wall of our crisis pregnancy center in the back wall. And a bunch of us got together, and of course we were a lot younger back then, and we're like, okay, let's do a 9-day fast. Let's do it. And so, of course, when you're young, you can be stupid sometimes, I say, or you can be really courageous, right? Depends on the way you look at it. And so we did. We did the bread and water fast. Well, on the 9th day, we were extremely mellow. I'll speak for myself. I was very mellow. And there was a knock on the door of the pregnancy center, and a woman stood there. And I, for some reason, had opened the door that day. I usually didn't because I was the director back then. But she looked at me, and I realized it was this woman who had set up these centers all over the area. And so I invited her in, and she said, well, we're looking around at pregnancy centers to see what you all are doing, and, you know, we're hoping to do a little story. She basically made up a story why she was there, but I knew who she was. So I invited her in, and we sat down, and we talked. And as we talked, I shared with her, I said, well, a lot of these young people need to hear about chastity. They need to hear about life. And they choose life when they're presented with good options. And I was very kind to her and calm, which I probably wouldn't have been if I hadn't been fasting. I think I would have used more choice words. And we had this conversation in the back room. There were a bunch of people in the back room where their pictures were up there, and they were praying the Holy Rosary. Well, years later, one of the women that we prayed for, let's call her Joan, she ended up coming out of the abortion industry. She ran the abortion clinic down the street, and she ended up speaking at the International Week of Prayer and Fasting in 1998. She founded the Centurions, and she worked with people coming out of the abortion industry. So I think it was through that experience the good Lord showed us the power of prayer and fasting, and that, yes, it's very difficult, but it's very extremely powerful. And there's a lot more other stories, but that one is the one that stayed
with
me.
I love it. Let's take a call or two for you before we run out of time. Pauline is listening in Maine. Pauline, welcome to the conversation. Good afternoon.
Yes, hi. I listened to your program a couple of weeks ago, and you had somebody else talking about fasting, and I am not a faster.
Right.
I'm a foodaholic, and I have a lot of dietary needs.
Yeah.
But I had read in St. Alphonsus Liguori, if you cannot fast in quantity, fast in quality, which you can have food that you really don't like at all, like somebody just mentioned. But the thing is, oh, now I almost forgot what I was going to say.
Well, that sounds great. If you're doing something, in other words, you're suggesting you can eat some food that you're not wild about. So that's a penance right there. And you're maybe not eating the quantity that you had before. So that's penitential. So
and that's
good.
Here's the other thing too, Pauline, and just re-echoing what Maureen is saying. You know, it doesn't have to be bread and water. If you can do that, fantastic. If you can't, you know, so often, you know, maybe you should try fasting from worry. You know, when you begin to get anxious, say, I'm not going to do this. Maybe from complaining, maybe from gossip, maybe from judging others. You know, there's lots of things that we can do that aren't necessarily food related. You know, maybe your favorite TV show's on and you want to, you know, fast from that. Now, don't turn my show off, okay? But I'm just saying there's lots of ways that you can make sacrifices. Let somebody in front of you in that traffic, you know, you're tired, you want to get home. There's lots of ways that we can make sacrifice. We can fast from behaviors. We can fast from things that we enjoy. And I think God will bless and use it. Maureen, I got about a minute left. Let me give you final thoughts here as we wrap up this conversation.
Yes. The great St. John Paul II said this quote that we love, and we say it all the time. Jesus himself has shown us by his own example that prayer and fasting are the first and most effective weapons against the forces of evil. And as we see what's happening in the United States, we desperately need more prayer, especially the rosary, and more fasting.
We certainly do. Check out this website, PrayAndFastForAmerica.org. That's PrayAndFastForAmerica.org. Do your part. Let's join this campaign of bringing peace and healing and unity to our country. Your prayers will do that. Your fasting will amplify that. I'll be right back.